Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. This hymn that we're going to be learning next is called Open My Eyes That I May See. There was a woman named Clara H. Scott, and she wrote this song. She went to the very first musical institute in Chicago in 1856. And then she taught music for a time. She wrote some songs and flourished in creative writing. Very sadly, she died when she was thrown from a buggy in an accident. Isn't that sad? But what a beautiful hymn we get to learn about asking Jesus to open our eyes so that we can see and understand. You know, that's what we want to do before we open the Bible and before we read, because it's only Jesus and His Spirit that gives us understanding and that helps us to learn. That's why it's so important that we ask Him. So as we sing this, imagine it's a prayer to Jesus that we're asking Him to open our eyes to understand and to see what He wants us to learn.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth Thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for Thee, ready, my God, Thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with Thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for Thee, ready, my God, Thy will to see. Open
Before we get started with today's lesson, we want to make sure to ask Jesus to be with us as we study. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that we get to take this time with you. Please send your Spirit to be with us and help us to understand, help us to learn more, and help us to be able to grow more in you. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. It is our last day for this week's lesson, isn't it? Have you been enjoying the stories? Our first story was about blind Bartimaeus and how Jesus healed him on the road outside of Jericho. Then our next story, we talked about how the kingdom of heaven is like yeast or leaven that is in bread dough and it makes it rise, and how Jesus can be in our hearts and help us to be kind and loving. And now we're talking about a man who was plowing in a field and he discovered hidden treasure. He went home and he decided that he was going to sell everything he had. I'm sure everyone thought he was crazy, because remember, he cannot tell anyone about the treasure that's hidden. So they are going to think that he is nuts. How can he sell everything? His house, his donkey, his cart, his wife's pottery dishes, everything. How can he sell all of that just to buy a field? They thought he was crazy. Perhaps the man's wife and his children were crying on the day that he sold their house and all their furniture. She must have been like, we're destitute just to buy that piece of ground. But he knew that they would soon be very happy. Perhaps as soon as the field was his, the man took his family there with him. He knew just where that treasure was. Can you picture him grabbing his wife's hand and bringing his children out? And she's probably not very happy with him because he sold her house and her things. Why would he be so excited to buy this field? But then he starts digging, and carefully he digs up the treasure again, opens it, and they all must have gasped. They could hardly believe their eyes. All the money! Maybe it was precious stones. Maybe it was jewels. Maybe it was coins. All that treasure was theirs, every little bit of it. How do you think they felt now? Do you think that they were excited that he did what he did? Or do you think that they were like, I want my house back. Put that back in the ground. No way! They were so excited. It was so different now because suddenly they were rich. What a happy ending to the story. You can read this story in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew 13, that's the big numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The book is divided up into chapters. We want to find chapter 13. And then look down the chapter a little further for those little numbers. Find 44, 44. What does that say?
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
He sold everything that was his, and he bought a field. You know, Jesus had helped the people know something very important. The real treasure is the kingdom of God. Our treasure is not our houses, it's not our cars, it's not our toys, it's not our money. No, our real treasure, the treasure that will bring us the most happiness and make us richer than you can ever imagine, is the kingdom of God. But how much did the man in this story have to give in order to own the treasure? How much did he have to give up? What does the Bible say? He went and sold what? All that he has. He had to give up everything for it. It was far more important to him than anything else that he owned. He knew the value of that treasure. And because he knew that, was it really hard to give up all of his things? No, it was easy, wasn't it? Because he knew that he was about to get something better. Well, you know what, boys and girls? We are standing on the brink of about to get something better than this old world. There are riots, political unrest, there is sickness and disease. There are hurricanes and disasters. And we can choose to cling to our things, or we can choose to give them up for the kingdom of God. It's not very far away. It is so close. So what is the field in this story? The field represents the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Scriptures hide a treasure. And you know what that treasure is? That treasure is the gospel. The gospel is the good news about Jesus, that Jesus came to give us life and to take us to live with him in heaven forever. I know I don't want anything to stand in the way between me and Jesus, do you? Let's pray and ask him to help us to choose Jesus and to choose his kingdom. Dear Heavenly Father, come into our hearts today. Lord, we want to choose you and to choose your kingdom. We want your word, the Holy Scriptures, to change our lives, just like this field changed the life of this man. Help us to be ready and waiting when you come. We love you. Amen. It's our last day for our memory verse song, so let's sing it all together as loud as you can.
I rejoice at your word, I rejoice at your word, as one who finds great treasure. I rejoice at your word, I rejoice at your word, as one who finds great treasure. I rejoice at your word, I rejoice at your word. Rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.